What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and I'm so happy you're here today. Today we have an amazing story of collaboration and friendship to share, and we're going to be talking about interfaith unity and announcing an event that I hope, if any of you are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, you can attend at the end of September. And we're going to then, of course, have a transformative peace brain meditation at the end of the show, so please stay tuned to that. But as always, I open the show with a quote, and the quote today is actually, it's from Abdu'l-Bahá, the founder of the Baha'i Faith, and it really is about friendship. So here's the quote. "Cleanse ye your eyes, so that you behold no man as different from yourselves. See you no strangers. Rather see all men as friends. For love and unity come hard when you fix your gaze on otherness. And in this new and wondrous age, the holy writings say that we must be at one with every people, that we must see neither harshness nor injustice, neither malevolence nor hostility nor hate, but rather turn our eyes towards the heaven of ancient glory. For each of the creatures is a sign of God. And it was by the grace of the Lord and his power that each did step into the world. Therefore, they are not strangers, but in the family, not aliens, but friends, and to be treated as such." So I really like this quote because it does set the tone for what we're going to be talking about today. And of course, in this turbulent and chaotic world, we tend to think of otherness as opposed to thinking about how we're all alike and how we can create that friendship with each other, even with someone that's very different from us. So we're going to be talking about unity and unity through this looking at how we have our commonalities, where we can find those, honor the differences, but also find how we're very much like each other. And of course, that's what the Peace Brain Show is all about. It's about how to create peace by getting to know each other. And that's what Tourism for Peace is all about, which is what my passion is. And the golden rule is in every religion. So do unto others as you would have them do unto you is very much also what we're going to be talking about today. So I want to highlight there's an event happening at the end of the month, and we will be talking very much about this event. But I want to introduce it to you just briefly here. And that is, there's a joint Unity North Atlanta is getting together and hosting an event about the Baha'i Faith. And it's happening on Friday, September 28th through Sunday, September 30th. And we'll be talking about the program and various things you can come to and get to know more about the Baha'i Faith, which is it is the newest of the world's religions, the monotheistic religions, talking about how we can get together as a global community to create that friendship and to get to know each other and to create world peace. So I'm so delighted I have two guests on the show today. And one is the Senior Minister of Unity North Atlanta, Reverend Richard Burdick. And the other is Dr. Araj Kadadush, and he is a member of the Baha'i Faith. And near the end of the show, we are going to, prior to the Peace Brain Meditation, I'm actually going to have Adriana Zutenhorst on to present in Spanish to you an invitation to come to these events. So she will be talking about the events, this program from Friday, September 28th through September 30th in Spanish, and inviting all of the Spanish speakers listening to come and talking about that program. So then we'll go into the Peace Brain Meditation at the end. So let me tell you something about my two guests at the beginning here of the show. And first of all is Reverend Richard Burdick, and he is the senior minister, as I said, at Unity North Atlanta. As a minister, teacher, and musician, he is passionate about community building, interfaith cooperation, and trans-denominational spirituality. Richard began his career in the church work as a music and youth minister in California and Oregon. These early experiences afforded him access to some of the brightest minds in the New Thought movement and showed him how to bring people into a deeper awareness of their spiritual nature, while at the same time, how to build growing spiritual communities. Reverend Burdick brought his love of ministry and community building to Marietta, Georgia, where he became the associate minister and music director for Unity Christ Church. Unity Christ Church doubled in size under his leadership, and later he was hired as the youth minister and music director for Unity at North Atlanta Church, where he tripled the size of the youth program. Here he completed his licensed Unity teacher training and was promoted to the position of assistant minister. And in 2011, Reverend Burdick was contracted to be the Unity North spiritual leader, and it has been a growing and thriving ministry under his leadership. Richard has continued his Unity education over the last 6 years in the field of licensing program and was ordained in March of 2017. He values greatly his partnership of over 25 years with his wife, Susie, and together they not only serve Unity North, but 7 children and 16 grandchildren. Wow. So let me introduce you to Dr. Iraj Katadush, and then I'll bring them both on. So Dr. Katadush has been a Baha'i all his life. He is from Iran, and he was a member of the Teaching and Pioneering Committee for the National Spiritual Assembly of Iran in the 1960s and early 1970s. He spent time travel teaching in Nigeria in 1971. He has a master's degree in accounting and another in industrial management, and his doctorate is in the area of public administration with a certificate in global policy studies. He was a chief accountant and office manager for several multinational firms in the 1960s and 1970s, and he has taught accounting at several universities, the University of Georgia, Southern Missouri State University, and Clemson University in the late 70s and all the way up until 2006. He says he tries to practice Baha'i principles of associating with people of all faith in a spirit of amity and concord, and continues to strengthen his bond of friendship with people of all faiths. He has begun teaching 2 classes at Elm College, which is an affiliate of the First Methodist Church of Marietta, Georgia, which began in September 11th this year. And the 2 courses are The Hidden Words of Baha'u'llah and Reflections on the Life of the Spirit, which is Ruhi Book 1. So welcome, Reverend Richard and Dr. Iraj. Welcome to the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you so very much. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, I forgot to mention your website, so let's just throw those out for a moment. We have Unity North. If people want to find out more about that, is unitynorth.org. That's UNITYNORTH.org. And then finding out more about the Baha'i Faith, you can go to Baha'i.org. That's BAHAI.org. Or go to Baha'iTeachings.org. BAHAITEACHINGS.org. So thank you all for being on the Peace Brain Show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I know there's a story behind this collaboration and behind this big event, this really, really amazing, wonderful event that's going to be happening in just a couple weeks at Unity North. And so, Reverend Richard, could you start out by talking about that collaboration? It I think, began a few years ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, Raj and I met at the Co-op Interfaith Ministers group that's here in Marietta for the first time. And I affectionately say it was love at first sight for the passion and the commitment for the sense of oneness that our world is hungry for. And so I felt that I found a brother and a kindred spirit almost immediately, not only in Iraj's heart, but in his passion for the Baha'i teachings. And I have been so grateful for the introduction at depth of what Baha'i is bringing to the planet and finding such a synergy and a congruity with what Unity is bringing to the planet.
Wow, that's excellent. So what year was this approximately?
I guess about 7 years ago.
6-7 years ago.
Yeah, when I assumed the role of the senior minister here at Unity North,
right.
I began to be more active in the interfaith group. So I would say about 7 years.
7 years, yes.
Excellent. And so tell us a little bit about Unity North and its philosophy and obviously welcoming all faiths into your church.
Well, Unity North is very much an interfaith exploration. We are associated with the Unity movement worldwide, which is, in a nutshell, in the Reader's Digest, searching for the oneness of humanity, the oneness of all people, and the value, the inherent value and worth of all of God's creatures and creation. And certainly here at Unity North, we are avid supporters of interfaith exploration, of building bridges of understanding, knowing truly that there will not be peace on the planet until there is peace among all of our world's traditions. And so that's, you know, we believe in the one power and the one presence that we call God, but is known by many names, and the inherent goodness of all creation. And so we are actively seeking to bring love, peace, and a greater understanding of our unity with all creation and all people.
Wow, that's a beautiful vision. And, of course, being a Baha'i, that sounds very similar to the Baha'i faith. So, Iraj, could you comment on that similarity?
Very much so. Yes, 7 years ago when I had the pleasure of coming to Unity North just to see what's going on as part of my attempt to associate with people of all faiths in a spirit of amity and concord, I felt totally that I'm coming to a typical grand Baha'i gathering, that because the communities here are small, we don't have it on a regular basis. So I met Reverend Richard and we talked. And what he said is mutual in my heart, because it was really love at first sight. I said, wow, you know, this man is such a spiritual, wonderful, open-hearted person, and it just portrays all the teachings of the Baha'i faith that I've been associated with. So this is how our collaboration started. He invited me several times to his church to speak. And he came to a couple of Baha'i functions at our house, and we off and on we went to lunch. But I don't know whether part of it is because of the fact that that was also about the time that my son first left for South America, then he moved to Florida, and Reverend Richard, I think, is about the age of my son, and he was. But he was a son, which was also an associate and a friend, and that I'm just at loss for words as to how to explain it even more. And what I did then was that I went and sat in their I guess you call it deepening meeting, or the class that you have for introducing people to
the basics of Unity class.
The basics of Unity class, and sat there, and I just kept on contemplating from then on that, am I a Unity member, or am I Baha'i? Is Richard really a Baha'i or Unity? And so we really, at least for all Unity people, but particularly with me and Richard, we became one in spirit. At times Richard says, or used to say, I think, that yes, we are one in many ways, but we have differences. And I keep, when I'm driving back home, I said that, I don't see any difference between me and Richard and Unity and Baha'is. And then I come to the conclusion that whatever difference we think there is between us is because of my limitation to explain. Because the vision and mission of Baha'u'llah and Baha'i Faith, as Richard also confirms for Unity, is there's one God, there's one race, which is the human race, and there's one religion which has come to man through time to guide us toward unity, and as Jesus had predicted, peace on earth as it is in heaven.
I'm just soaking it in. That's very beautiful. Richard, go ahead and expand on that.
Certainly. Unity within our diversity. Obviously, we are human beings on the planet, all having different experiences. We often say at Unity that there are many paths to the one God, and that we're all on the same mountain, but finding a different way to the top of that mountain. And our paths will cross, inevitably will cross, and we will find things that unite us easily and effortlessly. And we will find things where we have perhaps not difference of opinion, but different modalities to reach the top of that mountain. And when those paths cross, creating the energy and the aura of understanding, of equanimity, of peace, is vitally important. And within the partnership that has come about between Unity and the Baha'i congregations and groups around Atlanta, it has been an easy journey. But there, you know, I do, as my friend has pointed out, to find that there is diversity. But we are able to sit down as brothers and sisters facing the same direction to make a difference on the planet, to see that unity exists within the diversity when one is willing to look more deeply, when one is willing to look beyond what we affectionately call the relative realm of existence, that which is human, to the spiritual realms. And when we live and breathe and communicate at the spiritual realms, there is no difference between us. We belong to each other in a great tapestry of oneness. And both Iraj and I, and the many people that he represents and that I represent at Unity, are hungry and thirsty to play at that spiritual realm and to transcend those physical things. And it's been a beautiful dance of seeing oneness emerge when we are willing to do that.
So very eloquently put. Thank you. I do want to bring it to that diversity, and this is, I think, the highlights of what you're both saying, is that, of course, the human race is extremely diverse. We, in physical sense and material sense, and in our customs, our foods, our clothing, our environments we come from. But essentially, and of course, as a biologist myself, biologically, we are one human race. And as you're pointing out, as a spiritual being, of course, we are all one as well, all children of the Creator. So it's very interesting that unity is, from the way you're describing it, Unity Church is all about inviting the diversity of the human race and the diversity of religions to come together and worship and learn about each other. And the Baha'i faith is, as the newest world religion, coming in with a new manifestation, still inviting the world, you know, to come together under the one Creator with the new social laws and teachings of that particular prophet. But still, both of your organizations are welcoming that diversity and welcoming the, for us to really understand that unity is at the spiritual level, no matter where we come from. And so I know when I go to a Baha'i gathering, I love the diversity of the humans that walk in the door and just coming from all over and all over the world and different backgrounds and beliefs. So it sounds like Unity North is very much the same. Could you go over some programs? I'd love to have our listeners learn a little bit more about how does one, if one were to walk in the door at Unity North, what kind of programs would they find? What kind of teachings or examples, I was going to say exercises, I'm thinking in a teacher's terms, would they receive to foster that getting to know each other?
Thank you for that question. Prayer and meditation are central to the Unity movement. Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, the co-founders, were devotees of prayer and meditation, and the ability to transcend that I spoke about earlier will be found in our ability to get still, to become quiet, to live within the silence, which is not the absence of human experience or sound. It is the deep awareness of God that can only be found when we shut off the human ego and move into the sanctuary of our own being. So there are many classes about prayer and meditation here, many opportunities throughout each week to participate in various forms of meditation, both guided and just simply being in the silence. You will also find a great deal of teachings, both on Sunday, Wednesday, and throughout the week on metaphysics, to modalities and methods that investigate world scripture from the standpoint of beyond literal translation into that which is underneath the scriptures, that which is underneath the teachings of Jesus, who is central to the Unity Movement. But here at Unity North, we find truth in all of the world scriptures, but there is a deep intention. And so we take a lot of time to explore the intention, the metaphysical, and more importantly, the maieutic interpretation of scripture. And this is what Unity is about. How is this scripture alive in me today? How is this scripture alive in my day-to-day being, and how are these characters and the energies of these characters being brought into my life today, and how am I demonstrating them? And that often means healing. Healing is a big thing in the Unity Movement, and you'll find many classes and discussions and dialogues about healing, and we will always fall on the place of our wholeness, that we are created in the image and after the likeness of God itself, which we would liken to love or to just life as itself, and how that we operate and think and interact with each other from a place of wholeness, not a place of brokenness, from a place of knowing that we are not separate. A chant that we often sing here at Unity is, there is no you or me, there is only the presence of God. There is no us and there is no them, there's only God. Amen, amen, amen. And so, in a nutshell, those are the three things that are central and foundational to everything that we do here.
Thank you. That explains it very well. Andy Raj, if I were to walk into a Baha'i gathering or a activity, what might I find as well?
Well, very much like what Reverend Richard mentioned, prayer and meditation is central to each and every Baha'i gathering. Actually, we have gatherings which are only for the purpose of devotion and prayers and meditation. And then together with that, of course, continuous learning and updating, because the first principle of the Baha'i faith is what is called independent, unfettered search for truth. And I always say that search for truth does not mean that I found it and I put it in my pocket and that's it. It's a continuous journey as long as we live. And then if we keep our minds and our hearts open, we will continue that search forever and ever to become closer and closer to the Master of Existence, God. So that is and should be our journey. And that's what a lot of Baha'i teachings are about. And therefore, we have a second group of classes or what we do, which, as you indicated earlier, are our Ruhi classes. And as you mentioned, yesterday, fortunately, we began this journey in a church, in the First Methodist Church, basically teaching the hidden words of Baha'u'llah, which, according to him, is the essence of all the scriptures of the world put in this very small book of maybe about 30, 40 pages. So we started with that, and also we started with Ruhi Book 1, which is Reflections on the Life of the Spirit, which deals with the question of, again, prayers and the basic moral teachings and the journey in this life and life beyond. Reverend Richard gave us the opportunity of having a course on introduction in the Baha'i faith a couple of years ago. And in our conversation, I hope we'll come to the point that we'll offer these classes here as well, which would really further deepen the wonderful teachings that they have and bring our communities closer together. I have said to Reverend Richard, because of my love for him and love for Unity North, that I don't know when, but at some point our two paths would cross and become, in many ways, become one. It is in many ways one, but become even more closer. As you know, in all religious traditions, there's a mystic tradition. We have Kabbalah in Judaism. We have mystics among Christians, and we have Sufis among Muslims. And my grandfather was a Sufi himself. And their exploration, it was very much like our exploration, that we are really one family, and these religions are chapters in the same book, and we have to work for that unity. And then, as it was explained earlier, unity in diversity, yes. But my understanding of diversity is harmonious, diverse thoughts, so that we sit together for consultation, for seeing where is part of what I thought I believe is because of some superstitions or prejudices, and then am I open enough to put aside those superstitions or unfounded dogmas and come further to the point of unity, which is God himself.
That's beautiful. You leave me without words, because there are none. It is really about being in the heart. It's about being in that connection to God. You're absolutely correct. And remembering that we're spiritual beings. So obviously, I'm going to bring it back down to, if I'm at work and I have a boss that's getting me upset and frustrated, and there's traffic on the roads, and it takes me an hour to get home to my family, all of the wonderful, chaotic things that we're seeing happening in the world today, which I want to comment is actually very beautiful, in that the old paradigms, the old ways of being are being challenged and are being transformed, because a new world is blossoming, the one we're speaking of unity and connection and friendship, and of course peace ultimately at the end, that it comes from realizing that these challenges that we're all facing each day is really part of our growth, about of our transformation. So being in that stillness, as you both are pointing out, that metaphysical state, that tuning into our spiritual being, even as I'm driving in the car in the traffic, or as I'm at work with a boss that may be saying something I don't agree with or is frustrating, to take a breath and to be in that oneness, to see that person as a fellow God spirit, a fellow human being here on the planet doing well and doing good for humanity, that it's all about our journey together and how can we co-create that, correct? Anyone want to add more?
Well, that very much is in alignment with, I think, both the Baha'i and the Unity movement. I might carry it a little deeper, given our current situation in the world. A unity perspective, you mentioned the words getting you upset. And unity is about the empowerment of the individual, that nobody can make me upset, no traffic can make me frustrated, no darkness can take away my light unless I give it away. And so much of our teachings is about holding on to the light that we are. We often use the word Christ for that light. To hold on to the Christ expressing at the point of you, that you become a conduit for change in the midst of traffic and actually can affect those other drivers around you. The boss who may have said something that was hurtful or frustrating, that is an indication that I've given power away if I go to the place of frustration. As I hold on to my own light, then I'm able to see the light in the boss. As I look at the world, the hatred in the world, and the violence that is happening all over the place, it is imperative as a unity student, a student of metaphysics, that everywhere I look, I see the face of God. That no matter how dark it might be, there is a shred of light. Unity says that there is a divine idea behind everyone and everything, and that our job is to look with dogged determination for that light that exists. And then what we focus upon will expand. That which we are giving our attention to, our eyesight, our hearing, our soul to, and we of course refine that ability in our prayer, so it is central, a daily prayer and meditation. But then I take it into the world and I get busy beholding the face of God even when it is most difficult.
Excellent. And you are correct. It is about staying in our own power and being in our own light, centered and in grace when we encounter challenges and tests and trials in the quote outside world. So thank you for bringing it back to that center. Iraj, I want to turn to you.
Could I add something?
Oh, please, absolutely.
I just want to reiterate the fact that from Jesus to Baha'u'llah, all the manifestations of God tell us to love everybody and don't consider anyone as your enemy. Everyone is our friend. So this is our challenge, that when we see these challenges, we have to see the face of God in everyone that we see, because everyone is the child of the same God. Now, if there are challenges, we have to face those challenges. If there are things that people have done in order to hurt somebody else, forgiveness is fine. We individually forgive. But as Baha'u'llah emphasizes, justice for society is also of paramount importance. We don't put it aside. We just we make sure that we deal with it in the right way.
Our master teacher Jesus said, pay unto Caesar what is due Caesar, and pay unto God what is due God, and a very profound teaching. So forgiveness and love and peace and seeing the face of God in people does not excuse behaviors. And so there are consequences. We live in a world of cause and effect. And that's cause and effect is the basis of science, which is another place of connection that we have with the Baha'i tradition and unity. However, there are consequences for physical actions that are imperative. But whether somebody is being punished physically for what has happened on the earth, our job as a student is to find the place of love that is underneath it. So there's a both and rather than an either or. So justice and love exist within the same field at the same time.
Exactly. Agree.
Yes, and you're bringing it back to the quote that I opened the show with, obviously, about all men being friends. So the two of you are wonderfully spiritual friends, and you have come up with, you and I know, a wonderful committee that you put together, of both Baha'is and Unity North members, put together this amazing program that is going to be happening September 28th through the 30th at Unity North, featuring the Baha'i faith. So let's start with you, Reverend Richard. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Well, just a little bit about how the program came about. Iraj and I speak very candidly with each other, which is, I think, another layer. We're honest with each other, and we ask questions, which is perfect to the Unity movement, because Unity says we are here to get our questions answered, but we're also here to get our answers questioned. And I asked him at one point, very candidly, in a very trusting place, knowing it would be received and the love with which it was delivered, why is it that Baha'i is such a kept secret? And the reason I asked this question is Unity for a long time bragged almost that we were the best kept secret on the planet. And both traditions are very aware of proselytizing and the dangers of proselytizing and pushing agendas. And so it sometimes causes us, the pendulum, to go the other direction. And we had a wonderful discourse about how we share this beautiful message, this common message, without it being forced down anybody's throat, as has been done for centuries with other traditions. And he can answer his response to that, but it became very clear to me that in our discourse that we needed to open our doors. I am about putting my actions where my heart is, and Unity North, it was the next step to say, let's invite the entire community to our center, which has enough room to host many people, and allow this discourse to be done in such a way that we're not a secret, but we are sharing a beautiful gift that needs to be shared. And so the dialogue began, and both Iraj and I are not ones to wait around and to put it into committee and let it die. We are putting our bodies and our communities behind the vision. And so we found a date immediately. where is a time where the two communities can come together to say, there's something of great value here, and let's share it. And so the date of September 25th, 26th, and 27th did I get the wrong date?
Yes.
Excuse me, the
28th,
the 29th.
29th and 30th.
Thank you for calling me out on that. We found that date and said, let's begin to plan. And what we know in the Unity Movement is we set the plans. God provides the details. And the universe and the people have shown up who had the wisdom to know how to put this together with our guidance. And it kind of organically unfolded from there.
That's true. You take action. You start the action, and the universe will provide. God will provide. So, Iraj, comment on the program. What are you excited
yes.
about with this weekend?
Well, I'm excited. And I just want to elaborate a little bit on what Reverend Richard said. This phase of our collaboration came to existence on January 1st, 2018, when I'd received a loving email from Reverend Richard saying that I want to have a whole weekend, a Baha'i event at my church. I admitted to him, and I just looked at his email, and I just wept as to how beautiful his spirit is and how beautiful it is that we have come so close to each other, that he trusts us in this manner, that he wants a whole weekend of Baha'i event at his beautiful church. So, and then we talked, and we said that we need to have a committee to work on it together. And I don't know how it came about, but somehow it ended up with having a committee of 9 Baha'is and 9 Unity people to work on it. And as you know, the number 9 has a significance in Baha'i faith. We think of it as a holy number. That holy number of 9 have been working on this program for the last 9 months, but more actively in the last 5 months. So we get together once every 2 weeks. We talk about the program. We talk about refreshments. We talk about lunch. We talk about music. And speakers and all of those things. So that's how it started. And do you want me to tell you about the program, the detail of the program?
Yes, and I have it here as well. So go ahead and begin.
Okay. So the program will begin on Friday, September 28th at 7 p.m. That's just a welcome gathering. I hope a lot of Baha'is and a lot of friends of Baha'is and Unity people and anyone in the Greater Atlanta would come to this beautiful church. The church has a capacity of more than 1,000. So if you guys come, and we don't have enough food, we'll order pizza. So just come on in. We'd love to have you all. And Reverend Richard has such a beautiful voice. And if there's nothing else, come and listen to his beautiful voice. What we have on the agenda for Friday night is just prayers and songs and music. And showing 2 short videos. One is basically who are Baha'is, and that's a video that was produced probably about a year ago, interviewing Baha'is from all across the globe, Africa, Asia, Europe, U.S., South America, all over the place. So it's an interesting video, about 20 minutes, and another video probably about 5 minutes of Abdul Baha, the eldest son of Baha'u'llah, his authorized interpreter, who came to U.S. after he was incarcerated and exiled for a period of like 60 years. He was an old man. He was 67 or 68 years old when he came to U.S. in 1912. So we're going to show a video about that as well, and then a lot of social and refreshment. Our main program is Saturday, September 29th. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Richard and I are excited, so we're going to be here the whole day and for the whole event and the whole program. But we are inviting anyone who is interested in any part of the program to come and at least come for lunch and for a session before lunch or a session after lunch as it fits your schedule. Our program on Saturday is basically 5 sessions. Each session is about an hour, including music and chants and prayers and a short talk and dialogue. And primary dialogue, you know, Reverend Richard emphasizes that dialogue in unity, among unity people, is very important. So a lot of conversation. So the 5 sessions, session one at 10:15 is this one God that we all worship. And so we share a lot of passages from Baha'i perspective. Session two, again, before lunch, is one race, the human race, and how we deal with that question. Then we have lunch, an hour and a half for lunch. Then at 2 o'clock, we have another wonderful session, which is the concept of progressive revelation. So we have some fine-tuning, I think, between Unity and Baha'is as to what do we mean by progressive revelations. As to there's one God and who has come and who has brought these prophets, manifestations of God. And so we'll talk about that concept. Session number four, after lunch again, is on what we call the social teachings suitable for this age that Baha'u'llah emphasizes, beginning with elimination of prejudices and equality between races and genders and all that, and many other things. And session number five, the last session, is what we call bringing to reality Jesus' vision, which was peace on earth as it is in heaven, from Baha'u'llah's perspective. And on Sunday, we have two sessions at 9 o'clock and 11:15. The summary of what we have done on Saturday will be shared on Sunday, plus whatever else Reverend Richard recommends. We hope to see a lot of people for these events.
Very well put.
Yeah, you
described that very beautifully. Reverend Richard, what do you have to add to that?
I never need to add to anything Iraj says. It is always complete in every possible way. It is, I would just extend my warm invitation as well. We, at the risk of being offensive, talk is cheap. And this is an opportunity to put our bodies behind our prayers, to put our minds behind our meditations, and to come together and to prove that it is absolutely possible. Many people will say that that this dialogue that's happening is not possible, and we are proving the impossible. And I invite everybody who's listening to come be a part of the demonstration that we can extend our hands, our hearts, our songs, our prayers, our scriptures, and find that place of oneness that the world is so hungry for right now. If you can come to any part of this, I will guarantee that it will be a valuable dialogue, not so much monologue. We like to mix it up and to share with each other, and it would be an opportunity for anybody visiting to also offer their voice, because every voice matters. And so I hope that your listeners will join us.
Absolutely. Well, I love the five parts. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say that in addition to all the wonderful things that Unity North does, they're also active in service to humanity and service to those in need. One of the things they support is Family Promise, families who have lost their jobs, who have lost their homes, and they welcome them to Unity North. They house them for a week or 2 weeks at a time, and then they ask the congregation, and I have the honor of being involved in that too, of bringing them food, or of taking them to school, taking them to grocery shopping, different things that they need during the time that they're their guests at Unity North. And believe it or not, it is the same building that is the office of Reverend Richard. This is where they house them, the families with children, in their place where they also work. So that's an amazing thing. And as Reverend Richard just said, talk is cheap. And we need to get involved, as Baha'u'llah also emphasizes, in service to humanity. And that is the ultimate thing that we do. And so these friends who come, I hope they will also get involved in some of the beautiful things that Unity North does.
Thank you.
Thank you for mentioning that. And I know that that the Baha'i faith is certainly service is high on the list of what Baha'is are all about and what is the meaning of life. I think our world, as I mentioned, we're going through this change of from chaos to the oneness and to peace, and it really is about focusing on service. So thank you for bringing that up, and that there are already programs that people can get involved with. So again, I want to reiterate, the program is Friday, September 28th. It starts at 7 p.m. in the evening to 9 p.m., And then Saturday, September 29th, it will be from 10 in the morning to 6 in the evening with lunch provided. And Sunday service, the 9 a.m. service and the 11:15 service at Unity North Atlanta. And their website is unitynorth.org, and you can go and find with the calendar more about this and how you can attend. It is free to all. Please come. So we're getting at the end of the show. Is there any last words of wisdom that each of you want to provide to the listeners?
I guess I would just take that final point. We often say, let's stop talking about the Christ and let's start being the Christ at Unity. Let's stop talking about the light and let's be the light. And what is being demonstrated is being the light in religious discussion and dialogue in service to humanity. And it is my deep desire that the association with the Baha'is continues to be go long, far beyond our walls, far beyond our institutions, and into the community to absolutely prove and demonstrate that which we are teaching. I thank you so much for this opportunity and for being a part of the healing of the planet and of our humanity that your program is, and it's been a true blessing to spend time with you and your listeners.
Thank you, Reverend Richard. Iraj, please add to that.
I would just add, I'm not a good singer, but there's a song that Baha'i sing, which basically says, God is one, man is one, and all religions agree. When everyone knows the three onenesses, we will have world unity. So together, unity and Baha'is, we will continue promoting this idea of the oneness so that there'll be peace on earth. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. The message here is very beautiful, and I know that I want everyone to know that despite what we see going on in the world, that there are so many programs such as this at Unity Church and at Baha'is and every gathering, whether it's in your own neighborhood or city, there are people working together, and of course, you can be the catalyst to make that happen. Thank you, Reverend Richard Burdick, to coming on the Peace Brain Show, and thank you, Dr. Iraj Kadadous, for showing up on the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to give the websites again. We have unitynorth.org for this event and to learn more about Unity in general here in Atlanta. And then the Baha'i Faith, you can go to Baha'i.org, that's Bahai.org. And also Baha'iTeachings.org has really beautiful articles written on almost every subject as from the Baha'i perspective, and you can find out more about that. So let me pause here and bring on Adriana. So now I'm going to bring on Adriana Zutenhorst, and she is a Baha'i from Kennesaw. And she's going to invite you, the listener, to come invite you in Spanish because we want to get people from all different cultures and all different languages to be there. And so, Adriana, welcome to the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you so much for having me here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Estamos muy felices esperando que vengan todos a nuestra invitación. A ver qué hay en común entre Unity North y la Fe Baha'i. Por favor, separen en su calendario el viernes 28 de septiembre, sábado 29 y domingo 30. El viernes 28 va a ser en Unity Church en 4255 Sandy Plains Road, Marietta. Vamos a empezar a las 7 de la noche hasta las 9. Va a haber una gran introducción, oraciones y va a haber movie. Van a haber algunos videos muy interesantes. El sábado vamos a empezar a las 10 de la mañana hasta las 6 de la tarde. Y el día sábado va a estar dedicado a mostrar algunos principios de la fe Baha'i. ¿Cómo pensamos nosotros que hay un solo Dios? ¿Cuál es el concepto de raza para nosotros? Para nosotros es solamente la raza humana. principio de la revelación progresiva, algunas enseñanzas sociales, y el día sábado va a haber almuerzo gratuito. Es otra manera de venir y pasar un rato agradable. No tienen que venir de un horario a un horario estricto, pueden venir y salir cuando ustedes lo necesiten. El día domingo, el septiembre 30, vamos a tener la culminación con el servicio de 9 de la mañana a 11:15, y va a ser un servicio compartido con Unity Church. Entonces los esperamos a todos. Repito la dirección: Unity North Atlanta, 4255 Sandy Plains Road, Marietta, Georgia, 30066. Unity North, 4255 Sandy Plains Road, Marietta, Georgia, 30066. El evento es del viernes 28 de 7 a 9 de la noche, sábado 29 de septiembre de 10 de la mañana a 6 de la tarde, y el domingo 30 de 9 de la mañana a las 11:15. Thank you, Gail, for having me here.
Excelente. Bueno, no, you did a great job. So I have a question for you, Adriana, and that is, when Spanish speakers come, will you be there or other people to interact perhaps in Spanish with them?
I will do my best to be all the time present. My son is bilingual. He speaks English and Spanish. He will be there also, and there are other Baha'is able to speak different languages. If you don't have somebody who speaks Spanish there, it will be material in Spanish, and we will do our best to help and serve everybody. We'll be tables to ask questions and answers, and we can contact you later with any questions you may have. Vamos a estar personas que hablan varios idiomas, algunos de nosotros español. Yo voy a estar ahí la mayor parte del tiempo, y vamos a hacer lo mejor a nuestro alcance para ayudar a todos a responder cualquier pregunta que tengan y, por supuesto, escuchar. La idea es aprender de cada uno. Gracias.
De nada. Gracias, Adriana. I'm so happy that you came on to invite people in the beautiful Spanish language. And thank you so much for being on the Peace Brain Show.
Okay, thank you for inviting me. I wait for all of you there. I hope you come. It will be awesome. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. We're ready for the Peace Brain Meditation. So I invite you just to sit back in your chair, get comfortable, and take a big breath. Give yourself a grounding cord, that beautiful connection with your body to Mother Earth. I like to envision a beam of light, or a tree trunk coming out of the base of your spine, going all the way down to the center of the planet and really anchoring into Mother Earth, into her iron crystal core. And take a breath and let everything from the past or the future flow down that grounding cord into Mother Earth to be recycled, to bring you into the present moment, into this beautiful here and now, because that is where our power is. As Reverend Richard and Dr. Iraj were talking about, being in the present moment, being at your light and shining it out to the world is really where your power exists. So this very moment, just be in that power. And I invite you to go within your sacred heart, to be in that very center of your being, that quiet space, your sacred space, where God exists, where your connection to the divine lies. There's a beautiful Baha'i quote, the first hidden word that goes, O Son of Spirit, my first counsel is this, possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart, that thine may become a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. So feel that radiance from your heart. Feel it radiate not only through your own being, but out into the world, bringing that sense of calm and ease and peacefulness out into the world. And wherever you touch, see that radiance touching others. See it beginning to bring that friendship and concord, that opening the doors for communication and conversation. There's another prayer, you know, we talked about on this show about becoming the prayer, about how can these holy words really become alive in me. And I love that. I think that we are to take these prayers, these sacred scriptures, and really see how we can embody them. And there's a wonderful Baha'i quote that I love, and I want to walk you through it and invite you to become this prayer. And it starts out, "Oh God, refresh and gladden my spirit." So when I hear the word refresh, I think of my computer, you know, the refresh button, where you just wipe everything clean and you start anew. So envision that you're going to refresh, that the Word of God, the love, the light of the Creator, is coming in to refresh and gladden your spirit. It goes on to say, "Purify my heart, illumine my powers. I lay all my affairs in thy hand." So I invite you to see this radiance, as we spoke of your heart, and to see the illumination come forth. You are a powerful being. You are this bright light that shines out into the world. And laying your affairs in thy hand, in God's hand, you do not have to worry about it. You can give it back to God. The way is being shown for you. The prayer goes on to say, "Thou art my guide and my refuge." So see God as your guide and your refuge. Whenever those frustrations we were saying come up, or those opportunities to practice being in the center of your being and being in that peace arise, give it to God and know that he, she will guide you, that God is your refuge. And the prayer goes on to say, "I will no longer be sorrowful and grieved. I will be a happy and joyful being." So I invite you to feel that happiness and that joy come through your crown chakra, the top of your head, and flow into every cell of your body, that happiness and joy that truly comes from the divine. Fill yourself up as if you were wearing a happy hat or a joyful hat, or listening to the happy song from Pharrell Williams. Just that you can be happy. This is your choice. You can be joyful. The next line is, "I will no longer be full of anxiety, nor will I let trouble harass me. I will not dwell on the unpleasant things of life." So see that the harassing, the troubles, the anxiety flowing down your grounding cord, bringing you back to this present moment of choice, of being joyful and happy. You can release the anxiety. You can release the trouble and the harassment. You can release the unpleasant things in life. And it ends with, "Oh God, thou art more friend to me than I am to myself. I dedicate myself to thee, O Lord." See yourself surrounded in that beautiful white light of the Creator, the beautiful golden light of all that is. You are this golden white light. You are this radiance that shines out to the world. For God exists within you. So shine your light, refresh and gladden your spirit, purify your heart, and illumine your powers. Trust in God, be present, know that you can be this happy and beautiful being, no matter what is happening in your life around you. You will bring about that unity and peace that we've been speaking of. And so I invite you to open your eyes, take a breath, be present, come back to the room, shining your light, being in that radiant heart, being the prayers, being the beautiful essence of the divine that you are. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the Peace Brain Show today, and particularly with my guests, Reverend Richard Burdick and Dr. Iraj Kadadush, and learning a little bit about Unity North and the Baha'i Faith, And of course, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, the weekend of September 28th through the 30th, please attend this event at Unity North to find out about the commonality of religion and how you too can be of service to the world. And if you want to learn more about me and my business, you can find out more about Gail Lash at tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. So again, thank you for tuning into the Peace Brain Show and activating your peace brain. We invite you to create your peace park and put it on our World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Akashic Records readings, her peace master plans for your business or organization, and her book, #OptForPeace, 9 Essential Steps to Achieving Peace, Power, and Prosperity. Tune in to BBS Radio, Station 1, every other Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern to the Peace Brain Show for your installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.